deer head on the wall. Look until your tears and fall, and the softness of knowing hurts, and the softness of knowing hurts. Deer head on the wall, afraid to mention the deaths that I can't stuff into my mouth, that I can't stuff into my mouth. All the lonely that is a pretty, pretty pen. Pretty, pretty pen, and the sadness will come when there is no one. Deer head on the wall, forget what you already know, hang a picture of your heart bandaged in a surgeon's bowl. Open up to it all. A pretty, pretty pen. A pretty, pretty pen. A pretty, pretty pen. A pretty, pretty pen.
It was 110 in Austin. It's nice to be here, really. It is. We're going to do some older songs now for you. These are two songs that are from a theater musical piece that we've been involved in and started here in Los Angeles, out in East LA, actually. A little piece called By the Hand of the Father. And the way this whole thing started was... And I was making a record called With These Hands. I was recording the song with my, I was recording out in, I think it was out in the valley somewhere. But when we were setting up to record, the engineer said, asked me what my name was. I said, my name's Alejandro Escovedo. And he came back a little later. I was changing strings on my guitar. And he said, are you related to Pete Escovedo? I said, yeah, that's my brother. He says, well, they're upstairs recording, you know? So, Pete was there with Juanita and Peter Michael and Sheila and Juan and Zena, and they were making Pete's record. So, of course, we had to take the opportunity to have them play on this song, and it ended up on a song called With These Hands. And that song I had written about my father, about him crossing the border. So... As we were talking about playing together and how wonderful it was to finally play with my older brother, Pete, who I've always held in such high esteem as a musician and person, you know, it was a real thrill. And so we talked about possibly, you know, writing this song cycle based on my father's life and having the family play it, and we would present it to him for his 90th birthday, you know. And so there was a friend of mine by the name of Paula Batson, who became one of the producers of the play, but she introduced me to a theater musical group here in LA called About Productions, and that began the getting together of this theater musical piece. It's based on my father's life, really. That was the inspiration. And so my father was born in 1907, I believe, in a little town called Saltillo, in Saltillo, Mexico, northern Mexico, in the state of Coahuila. And, you know, trains meant a lot to my father. He crossed the border at an early age looking for his parents, and I wanted to tell that story. And not only because he had done that, but because my father had 12 children. And it seems like almost everyone in the family became a professional musician, you know? So it was that contribution to American culture that I wanted to celebrate, and that's why I started writing this thing. And we're going to do a couple songs. The first one is an instrumental that features Mr. David Pokingham on nylon string guitar, and it's called Juarez. It's about crossing the border from Juarez into El Paso. And the second song is a love song about love and devotion and the art of writing letters. That's called Rosalie, and we'll play those for you.